that's no traffic.
Jody looks like a cat today.
45 miles.
Yeah.
Good morning. House Senate Education Finance Conference Committee will come to order. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for being here bright and early after kind of a late night for a lot of us. And we have a long day ahead of us. So appreciate starting off. On a good start, I think.
Yes.
Senator Wieger and I have had a couple of discussions, and we've had some chance to look through some more provisions that were in one bill or the other, the House or the Senate version, but did not appear really to be anything controversial in nature. So staff has passed out a list of those items, basically from Article 2 and Article 5. And would we like to have nonpartisan staff go through them, or...
Yes, Madam Chair, in the walkthrough, there was a description from the respective bodies, but perhaps just to re-highlight those items or maybe entertain questions. Otherwise, I think we could just let members refresh themselves and as to what these are. And for the public, nonpartisan staff could identify the articles and we're ready to adopt.
Right. So, excuse me, either Mr. Strom or Ms. Larson, if you wanted to just highlight those items on the sheet, starting with Article 2, just to refresh members on what we're talking about.
Madam Chair, members, on the sheet just handed around, Article 2, the first two lines have to do with language that both bodies adopted with respect to revoking licenses. There is one difference in that the House includes sex trafficking in the second degree, but on page R19, aside from that one difference, Section 16 in the House and Section 22 in the Senate are the same. In addition, on... essentially it's on R35. The House adds that same list of grounds for revoking a license to the immediate discharge statute in 122A40. So those are the first two proposals.
Any questions? All right. And why don't you go ahead with the next provision, Ms. Larson.
Yes, Madam Chair, thank you. In Article 2 on R1, the Senate has language on directory information that's clarifying the effect of the definition, and it's intended to accommodate subsequent amendments in federal law. So this simply acknowledges that to the extent the federal law has changed, that the definitions consistent with 2012 would apply to the state.
Any questions? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to the next.
Madam Chair, members, the House in several sections proposes to include data on student homelessness as part of the various reports prepared on school and student accountability. And so on R6 and R7, you see the three sections in the House that propose to add homelessness as a data point for these reports.
Any questions? All right, seeing none, the last article or last item under Article 2.
Madam Chair,
It's a Senate provision, too, if you want to ask Mr.
Oh, right. Ms. Butler or Mr. Arneson, if you wanted to comment.
Madam Chair, members, the Senate provision is on R99, and it is a report by the commissioner on the number of students that are enrolled in non-credit-bearing college courses, and then the University of Minnesota and at Minnesota State Colleges and Universities, and then tying back those students to the graduating Minnesota high school.
Any questions?
Madam Chair, I move the provisions listed in Article 2.
All right. Senator Wieger moves that provisions as listed under Article 2 be adopted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. It is adopted. Thank you. Article 5. Ms. Larson? Or actually, let's go to Senate staff first. First provision up is a Senate provision.
Madam Chair, I think many of these provisions relate to the same Senate bill. The first is listed on page R7, beginning at the bottom of page R7, definitional section. There was a Senate provision related to accelerated payment of gen ed and special ed aides to certain charter schools that have very high incidence of special education students. So there are a number of sections here in this article that basically accelerate those aids. So this section marked 3 is defining eligible special education charter school. The next section on your proposed adoption list is section, that was section 3, excuse me. Excuse me, Madam Chair. Page R7, section 2 is, I believe, a technical change that originated from the agency's bill. Section 3 is the one I just described related to the accelerated aids. Section 4 on R8 defines the special education aid for these certain eligible charter schools. And then there's a House provision related to holding and seclusion.
Yeah, Madam Chair, members, the House provision relating to physical holding and seclusion, the substance of the change appears on R20. And what it proposes to do is to make the language permissive with respect to stakeholders making recommendations on measures to reduce use of restrictive procedures and report to the commissioner instead of mandating it.
Thank you. Then Mr. Arneson?
Madam Chair, then the non-resident tuition rate section beginning on page R23 is again related to the charter school accelerated aid provision. The next section listed on page R31, the payment dates and percentages for charter schools. The new text is near the bottom of page R34 and provides for a payment schedule for these eligible charter schools. And the final item on your list, the alternative attendance programs, begins on page R35, and you see the new paragraph E there. And basically as a conforming change to the remainder of the provisions related to the accelerated payment of aids to these eligible charter schools.
Thank you.
I should note, Madam Chair, that there's also some new language on the next page, but it serves the same purpose.
Thank you. Any questions about those provisions listed on the sheet under Article 5? All right. Seeing none, Representative Erickson moves adoption of those items listed under Article 5. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Those items listed under Article 5 are adopted. Well, Senator Wieger, I would recognize you for anything you'd like to share at this point, and then I think we'll be shortly moving to a recess for some continued questions and some information that we're still gathering. And the House actually is going to convene session here just shortly as well. So we'll do a quick check-in.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair and conferees, staff members. We're making very good progress. We're going through the obvious items where we can come together and also exploring through various conversations a number of other areas that we share. And I'm very optimistic we'll have an agreement within 12 hours.
As am I. that is our directive and our mission here. So, all right. So I am going to call a recess, subject to the call of the chair, and just we'll try to give everyone as much notice as possible before we'll be reconvening. But so just be checking your emails, and obviously for conference committee members, we'll also perhaps have staff call your offices and try to reach you as well to give you a heads up.
Madam Chair.
Representative Precia.
We're in this room all day?
We are. This is our room. Yes. This is our room. Any other questions? All right. With that, conference committee stands in recess.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.